It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
CFL Easy Picks 2017, Week 17, starting me, Killer Carpe Diem, because Old School's not here. So let's get into the CFL Easy Picks, Week 17 of this year. Joining me as per usual, our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
Insert Obama clip here.
I do say, I did quite enjoy the Eminem thrashing of your POTUS for what he did for BET. I was quite impressed.
On a somewhat not necessarily related note, but since you said Eminem, I never knew what your guys' Smarties were. Like, I thought you guys just like the sugar Smarties.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different coating texture than the M&Ms.
Yeah.
And there's no S on them for Smarties, because I guess Skittles might go after them for that.
So, because I remember before we were recording last week, we were talking about food. And, I think Old School mentioned Smarties. And I'm like, no, like, we got Smarties here. But I just thought, okay, you like America, you guys like M&Ms. We like our version of that is Smarties. Yeah, not the same thing. We have, I don't know if you guys have our version of Smarties. It's just, sugar candy. Basically.
Oh, I believe they're called Rockets here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a hard pressed sugar.
Yeah, pretty much.
It comes in like a small little tube for Halloween normally.
Ours isn't a tube. It comes in like a rolled up form, like a Tootsie Roll. Little
pieces
all rolled together, like the same way a Tootsie Roll is rolled up.
Yeah, they're called Rockets here in Canada.
Yeah, because another side note of it, which I didn't really get to explain before we recorded last week, is that my girlfriend's really big into this snack crate stuff, and she's seen what's in the Canada one, and then she's like, oh my god, I really want to try all these. And I went through a list of them and just see if I could buy them anywhere, buy them at the this place called World Market, where you can get a lot of imported type candy and food. I mean, there's also other products there too, but that's what I go for. None of it was there, and I'm still racking my brain, and this annoys the fuck out of me. I've had Coffee Crisp before. It was available here at one point. I don't know if it was just a certain place, because I know my dad has brought those home when I was little, and I had them and I liked them.
I'm sure I've seen Coffee Crisp at the Price Chopper in Champlain, but that's right across the Canadian-US border, so maybe that's why.
But we're talking 20 years ago, I remember having it. I'm wondering, because I know this happens where, something will come into a country, and then, or maybe it's debuted around the world, but then it gets phased out in a country. I'm wondering if that's what happened. At some point, they kind of phased it out in America because the sales were down, but actually, as far as I heard, the Canada Nestle owns Coffee Crisp now, and I'm wondering if there's something at one point it was be able to be across borders, or whether, I don't know, it's something that kind of bugs me, because I'm and even I look at the wrapper, I'm I know the wrapper, I've had that before, but it's been 20 years.
Oh, here's something interesting. So Canada
Expedites?
Okay, yeah, no, expat, yeah, anyways, unavailable outside of Canada. Coffee Crisp is available in Australia at some specialty sweet shops and unofficial exports of Coffee Crisp treats originally labeled for the Canadian market to the U.S. have also taken place, particularly in shops near the Canada-United States border. There was a petition at coffeecrisp.org asking Nestle to market the Coffee Crisp in all U.S. cities. According to the site, the petition succeeded, and Nestle began marketing the Coffee Crisp nationwide in July 2006. In April 2009, the marketing of the Coffee Crisp bar in the United States was discontinued by Nestle Canada. In May 2009, Coffee Crisp was being exported into the U.S. market by British Wholesale Imports. So, yeah.
See, I swear I was a lot younger when I had it.
No, it doesn't say anything. It's generally pretty much available in Canada by Nestle. So they are pretty delicious.
Yeah.
All right. Outside of Canadian snack food that we're going to try and bring across the border, because Kinder Surprise, I don't know if it's allowed, but it wasn't allowed at one point across your border.
See, I've seen Kinder Surprises at World Market recently. They might have changed something.
Maybe the toy's not as chokable for kids.
Or it's, there's anymore. No toys left in it anymore.
That could be.
I don't know.
Well, I had a discussion with my coworker today who's 12 years younger than me about old school lawn darts being taken off the market.
I remember that. I know a list of food that I know that we want to come over. Another one was Macintoshes.
Toffee, yes. Yeah. Very tasty.
I've heard it's hard as fuck.
Yep. Yeah, it's like the old school gum out of a baseball card pack that mm-hmm. shreds your mouth. Mm-hmm. It's one of those.
I have to double check the video of other stuff. Some of it sounds good.
Yeah, like I said, let us know a week before we head out, and we'll if we can get it at the dollar store or our local, what's called a convenience store, a.k.a. Deppener, we'll do you and your girlfriend a salad. Okay. And on to CFL news. No CFL news in general. It's overly important from this week. Calgary, they've secured a playoff spot with a win this week.
Yeah.
I think they were on a bye this week. Yeah, well, they secured a playoff spot. And Alouettes news, going to the game was fun. Old school blamed me for the rain. Old school blamed me for the plays not being on our part of the end zone. And I think he also blamed me for not winning the half and half he didn't participate in.
Did anybody else go?
It was myself, Mixmaster Phil, Charlie. And surprisingly, Charlie was not a terrible first human being at the game. I will give her that.
Did she ask you a bunch of questions about football?
No, not too many. Not things that like a non-football, like she didn't know about football, and she didn't have many questions, which is great. We kept freaking her out saying that since there's no screen like there is in the NFL, that they would kick a field goal and she would take the football in the face. I mean, you know, there's a couple of security guards in between. An old school was trying to convince myself and Charlie that if we do get the football, he's going to hand it off to Charlie. I told Charlie to put it under a shirt and just start screaming, "My baby, my baby." And then me and old school run in two separate directions, pretending we have the football while Charlie escapes holding her football shaped baby belly.
If only that would have happened.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't. But it was all in good fun. We got to watch the Alouettes start winning during the first half and then get their asses kicked in the last quarter to officially be eliminated from the playoffs pictures this season. So that kind of sucked, but it was always next year, Montreal.
Yep.
All right. Now I'm just going to skip the power rankings. I mean, they're pretty much all the same.
Yeah.
Actually, they're exact same as last week, so I'm not even going to bother. All right. Let's go with CFL Easy Picks standings in association with StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members. First place, Heavy Set.
Yeah.
43 points. Second place, myself with 38.
Good job.
Tied for third, we have Coinier West and Mr. Old School at 35. Fifth place, we have The Mayor with 31. Sixth, we have Coolio at 29, and in last, the Nightmare X, who made picks but passed the deadline, so I couldn't accept them, with 6 points.
Passed the deadline this week. That sucks.
Yeah, he submitted them Thanksgiving Monday before the Montreal game. I'm like, well, obviously, I can't accept those.
Well, that's in next month.
Yeah, exactly. He's predicting a month and a half into the future. So let's start with Friday. The 12-1-1 Calgary Stampeders are facing the 4-10 Hamilton Tiger Cats on Friday, October the 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Calgary at this time is favored by 10.5. We'll start with our leader of easy picks, Heavy Set.
Stamps.
Yeah, I'm taking the Stamps. I believe this will pretty much secure them in first for the West for there on out, giving them the first week bye. As well, on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, the 6-9-1 Ottawa Redblacks are visiting the 8-6 Saskatchewan Roughriders. The Riders are a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going to pick the Redblacks. Have you set?
As am I.
All right. Saturday, 4 p.m., we have the 6-8 BC Lions visiting the 10-4 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Bombers are only a 0.5-point favorite. Heavy.
Bombers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bombers as well. They're going to be fighting to try and... I mean, Calgary with a win does secure, but Winnipeg still has a bit of a chance. Oh, it could be close. And finally, Saturday at 7 p.m., we have the 7-8 Toronto Argonauts visiting the 8-6 Edmonton Eskimos. The Eskimos are a 6.5 favorite. I'm taking the Eskimos. Heavy.
Yeah, Eskimos.
Yeah, it's pretty easy pick this week outside of that. BC versus Winnipeg. I'm surprised Winnipeg's only a 0.5-point favorite, considering they have a considerably better record. It's very odd. All right. Emails, nothing. We have a tweet from the guy who's supposed to be here, but he's busy blowing at the glory hole, Steel Panther puts it.
I was about to say, what is he doing?
Well, like I said, you just have to listen to the song Glory Hole, and he's on the giving end of the glory hole. Because you might think it's Jessica Biel, but it might be a fucking troll. Gonna blow my load at the glory hole. It's from the Gentleman of Steel Band. All right, from Mr. Old School. That's EFL East Picks. Scenario. You just got hired as Alouette's GM. What three moves do you make on your first day to turn the club around? Heavy?
Try to convince Colin Kaepernick to come play. Like, beg him, plead with him, do something. Maybe that's the number one thing. Where's Tressman?
With Toronto. He's with the Argonauts.
Convince him to come back, too. That's all I got.
I would promote Calvillo to full-time head coach. I know he was only a quarterback, and he's an offensive coach right now, and he's never really been given the green light to go ahead and be that coach. But I would definitely promote Anthony Calvillo as the number one head coach. Bring in a Flutie as quarterback coach and try and improve the coaching staff. Maybe bring in the head coach for the McGill Redmen, since you've already got the whole McGill Association thing, since we play at McGill College's our university stadium. Bring him in and have him a dual role. Have him be as the McGill head coach and a defensive coach, let's say, for the Alouettes. So number one, coaching staff. Number one and two, coaching staff turnaround. Number three, definitely try and bring in a lower-level NFL quarterback or a high-level NFL quarterback like Colin Kaepernick or RG3. Somebody could really tear it up in the CFL, who could really benefit from bigger yardage to throw the football in the end zone, bigger yardage to run plays, just... And it's a weaker league because all of our guys who have a chance to head up down south are going to do it. We got a lot less import players here, but I think Kaepernick or RG3 would be a huge thing here in Montreal and would severely help the team.
No one has the rights to RG3?
Hamilton did. I don't think anybody have his negotiation rights anymore because they're worried about that three-time repaired ACL.
Yeah. That's true.
If we make deep into the playoffs, I don't know how his knee would survive in our cold is a damp cold that goes right through close to the bone. It sucks.
Yeah.
And I don't know how his knee would hold up with that.
Could be worth a try.
Yeah, you never know. So.
What else are you doing right now?
I don't think he's doing anything.
I think collecting money from the Browns, that's it.
He is part of their... Well, because they have to give him the rest of his contract, right?
I believe so, because I think we signed him for two and obviously kept him for one.
Well, I see you're... are you starting the rookie this week, the Browns?
He's not a rookie. He played last year.
Oh.
Hogan.
So it's the back...
Yeah, he's like the backup or just the backup?
So he's a third string.
I don't know if he's second or third, because I don't know. I think we still have Kessler, but I don't think Kessler's doing shit.
Kessler, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Since last season, probably.
Well, I'm thinking right now the way the Browns have been playing, I should be able to get myself some pretty good tickets for December's game.
And that's a lot of a big Packer market. I think there's a lot of Packer fans in this area. Cause that's the thing too. It's like it's not just Browns fans coming. There's always the outside market coming in, and I want to say there's a lot of Green Bay fans.
Oh, what is it? It's about the same trip as us, 8.5 from what I see, from Green Bay to Cleveland.
Well, that's if someone's coming from Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the Packers look like Cap fans will travel to watch their team. So,
well, it's not even just that. There's sometimes people move out of areas or just people become fans. Like, I think I'm off the top of my head, and that's just off the top of my head, I know at least three Packers fans in the area or that I'm friends with, and I think there's technically another one, so I know like there's multiple people that love the Packers in this area. There's probably some that like the Packers because they beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl too. So because like I even know when I had season tickets and I went to the preseason game against the Packers, I seen people there that dressed like I did at the Bears game, where I was wearing something of the Browns and something of the Bears to show my that I was a fan of both teams. So there are Packers fans in this area.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to check by now. The likelihood of it being flexed or anything like that, it's pretty much 99% likely it's going to stay Sunday at 1 p.m., right?
Yeah, it'll be Sunday at 1 p.m. On top of the fact of you'll probably get a lot on the secondhand market, because depending on where we are in the season, there's going to be people that go, I don't want to go to this game. We're going to lose. It's in the cold. I don't want to go.
I mean, I'm already seeing tickets on the NFL ticket exchange resale market for $60. I mean, it's up in the 500s, but that doesn't bother me. It would be the fact of getting to see the Packers live, which is a big thing for me at the moment. And 62 US ain't too shabby for section 513, which is, it's in one of the end zones up in the 500s. I don't know if you sat up there. I don't know what it's like for the winter, how heavily closed I should be in the beginning of December
The season tickets I had were Upper Deck, and it was cold. Like, I remember, because of what sucked was we had the Ravens and the Steelers both in December. And I remember me and my ex had, like, an agreement where one of the games, if the Browns got down by so many points, we would leave. So it was sometime in the third quarter they got down. It might have been, like, 21 points. And then we were like, screw it, let's leave. It's like, it's cold. We're going to have to deal with traffic on the way out. So if they get down by 21, we just say screw it and go home. And that's what we end up doing.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's me for it's to be there. I've already seen three NFL games. It's not because I'm going to an NFL game. It's because I'm going to see the Packers play.
So. Well, you could probably get some tickets at Lambeau. I'm hearing a lot of those fans are, quote, giving up their tickets because they're really upset.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to you know what? I can't get into it anymore. It's just so frustrating.
I dare you to kneel during the national anthem.
No.
So you could be like a Canadian asshole.
Hey, fucking old school Phil nor Charlie stood during the anthem, and that pissed me off. I'm not cool with that. I know it was raining. There's no fucking excuse. You stand during the goddamn anthem, during the Canadian anthem. I can see why, plus my skin color is not really. I'll stand. I mean, I'm going to keep my cheese head on to keep my head warm because it's December in Cleveland, but I'll stand.
Yeah. So. Unless we have the December we had last year, which wasn't too bad. Of course, yeah, it's going to be like freaking a tropical vacation for you.
Well, 2 years ago in Baltimore, it felt like it was minus 40 like Canadian with the wind in our face at the top of the stadium the entire time. That sucked. But yet, 7 years ago when I went to Buffalo, three of my friends got sunburns because it was so nice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah. All right, so let's wrap it up for this week. Heavy, anything to plug or promote?
Just Wrestling Cheers and hanging with Heavy here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
All right. As for me, AllBeerInside.com is live. This coming up soon, AllBeerInside.com, Amazon link, and other affiliate-related programs to give us money so we can do beer stuff. As well, All Beer Inside 18 was released. Heavy set. Love the outro from what he told me.
Oh, it was.
The outtakes, I should say.
I'm going to talk so much shit. If you guys come down here and we record something, I'm talking so much shit.
As for myself personally, at Killer Carpe Diem, StateWars.com, where we're always looking for new members, and you can win DVDs if you win the seasons or pay-per-views. Doesn't sound like the Trending Comics Network Picks League is going to go on past this year, so come and play the Stable Wars one where you can win stuff instead of just bragging rights. You win stuff. And then this show, at CFLE's Picks or CFLE's Picks at gmail.com. If you have questions or would like to promote yourself on our show, just tweet us. All right, that'll do it for us here this week. Have yourself a wonderful Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Even if in winter things tend to freeze, we got the world monopoly on trees, and our country's bordered by three different seas.
Yeah, I know that you wanna be Canadian, please. We invented the zipper, we got expertise. We made insulin to combat disease. Yeah, I know that you wanna be Canadian, please.
You find mounted bullies or go to the hospital and not pay fees. I know that you want to be Canadian, please.
And with fresh waters in high demand, we got the world's largest supply on hand. So you know that we can make a pretty good friend, but it's even better if you can.
We're too good for monkey, the U.S.
Step 3, live multiculturally. Step 4, you ready? There is no more. We got beavers, caribou, and moose. We got buffalo bears and Canadian goose. And we're sorry about Celine Dion, but she did do that good song for Jim Tamarack.